This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
It's not often when baseball fans can point to a pitcher and say he hurled two no-hitters in a week. It's especially rare when a fan can say that it almost happened to the same team the second time. I remember in 1938 when Cincinnati's great left-hander Johnny Vandermeer pitched a no-hitter against the Boston Braves. And I also remember Johnny coming right back and doing the same thing against the old Brooklyn Dodgers. Well, 9 years later, Cincinnati had a big fellow by the name of Yul Blackwell. He could really fire that ball. Batters compared Blackie to a man falling out of a tree when he came in with his sidearm pitch. In June 1947, just 9 years after Vandermeer's double no-hit feat, Blackwell found himself in the same spot. He had just no-hit Boston, and Cincinnati's next rival would be the Dodgers. Blackwell didn't disappoint the loyal Red fans this day. Inning after inning, he mowed down the Dodgers. The first inning, the second, the third, the fourth. Blackie was pitching another no-hitter. But his opponent on the mound, Joe Hatton, was tough too. In fact, Blackie and Joe were hooked up in not only a scoreless game, but neither had allowed a hit. Hatton was wild in the fifth inning, and the Reds took advantage of it and scored a run. But they still failed to get a hit. In the sixth inning, the Reds finally broke the hitless spell. Eddie Miller lined one of Hatton's pitches into left field corner for a double. This took some of the tension off Hatton, but it still remained as Blackwell set the Dodgers down 1-2-3 in the sixth. Blackwell walked the first Dodger in the eighth, but he was quickly erased on a fast double play. But Blackwell wasn't out of trouble yet. Duke Snider was the next batter. Blackie received more support from the fans as he reared back to pitch to Snider. Strike one. Then strike two. The park erupted with a roar as Snider went down swinging. Eddie Miller drove in three more Cincinnati runs in the ninth, so Blackwell had a comfortable lead as he went into the ninth inning. Only three outs to go, and Blackie would join another Cincinnati hurler as the only pitcher ever to hurl back-to-back no-hitters. We'll find out what happened in the ninth inning at Crosley Field in 60 seconds. Gene Hermansky was the first batter to face Blackwell in the ninth, and he lifted an easy fly to the outfield. Only two more outs to go. The next batter was Eddie Stanky, always dangerous at plate. He slammed the first pitch back to the mound, through Blackwell's legs, over second base, and into center field, the first Brooklyn hit. Before the inning was over, Jackie Robinson had also signaled, but the damage had already been done. Blackie retired to side, and Cincinnati won the ballgame. But for a couple of pitches, Blackwell would have had a second straight no-hitter.